All right, all right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Today the theme is clay. Clay. Not silly putty, but clay, like on a spinning wheel. It's being spun into formation. Maybe it's rising up and collapsing down, but by the time it is completed, something beautiful will be formed. You are God's treasure in clay jars. Well, we hear from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7 through 9. But we have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and has not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Powerful words again from Paul, understanding that the power of God within us is what makes life emerge from our broken bodies, our broken lives, our broken world. And Paul was a great witness to the power of that work within him. As a matter of fact, I think he takes this picture of weakness and makes that possible for us to enter into and say, yes, that is my life. Not, we don't go there easily because we're told through our whole lives, be strong, be great. You know, not draw close to your brokenness and rise through that because of the power of God. It's more about us doing it versus us pointing to how God is doing this. Well, a question, where would you keep your expensive jewelry? You would maybe want a safe, secure place, right? You wouldn't stash valuables in, say, a tattered cardboard box. Yet this image comes close to the one Paul used to describe his ministry, which was clay jars. And his clay jars, they were about as common at that time as, say, cardboard boxes are today. Everybody would have been using them. The treasure that Paul refers to is the incredible message of the gospel. God's good news of forgiveness and the promise of life forever. Yet amazingly, God chose to enclose that treasure in people who are like clay jars. Clay jars are ordinary and they're highly breakable. And Paul tells us he is both. An immortal God chooses mere humans as his personal representatives. Who is sufficient for these things? Paul asks. He determines here to draw attention to the treasure inside him, which is God at work. He draws attention to the treasure inside him and not to himself. Well, I have a powerful witness today sharing her story, born as a preemie, 1 pound in the NICU, and overcoming throughout life, rising up through the challenges and the disabilities of the world, but seeing God at work and rejoicing and giving God thanks all along the way. May you be inspired by this testimony.
I am the girl who lived because God never leaves. Consecrated before I was born, I was marked by the M&Ms on the altar, representing how far I had come and how far I still have to go on the journey of becoming. Every once in a while, I return there, in a memory I have long since forgotten, kept alive by the testimony of God's breath in my lungs that are no longer full of holes like Swiss cheese, and the love of those who held on to hope for me. When the only thing holding everyone together was the presence of God in the NICU, hovering over all 1 pound, 12 ounce of me. My story became my banner. Bathed in blessing through the sacrament of baptism, God declared his authority, yet again, over life and death, and gave me a front row seat to glory, as my body became not only a temple, but a signpost that nothing can stop the Lord Almighty. I've seen him move mountains and make a way with his bare hands, all while spinning the universe on its axis. It's like Paul talks about in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 through 10. We have this treasure in jars of clay, Our bodies carry the death of Jesus, so that his life may also be visible in them. My body is my testimony, because God saw fit to take this jar of clay, broken as it may seem, and present himself through the cracks. Have you ever stopped to consider what I look like when I lift you up? The Spirit whispered recently. You see, I knew what I looked like to other people. I knew that God had called me to a purpose beyond what I could wrap my head around, and that it was already set in motion by the proclamation, "This girl is an inspiration." But I wasn't ready when my mentor said, "I don't see that," in reference to my walker. I was completely undone by those four little words. So I am a work in progress. Nothing can stop the Lord Almighty, but I almost stopped myself. I've always known that if I am to be a pastor, God is going to have to make me one. There can be no other way. Yet, when I look in the mirror, I do not see a temple or a signpost. I see scars, and the very evidence of the broken world we live in. Who I believe I am hasn't always been who God says I am. I've always been His, but I've lived in a disconnect between my head and my heart. A battle for the things I believe versus the things I know. Self-worth hanging in the balance. But God fights for me. I only need to be still. Through the counsel of others, week after week, I've heard the still small voice that says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest. I am yours. You are mine. Together, we will shepherd my people."
So, so powerful. She said at one point, "I'm a work in progress, but I'm in the hands of God who is doing that work within me." And we need to continue to look for that in all of our lives, to let that be the living testimony, the power of God within. Because all of us are going to go through brokenness and challenge and affliction. You can't escape it. It's in front of us. And so how do we see God at work? Well, I'm going to share these closing words with you. Music calls us as God calls our names. God calls us to participate in the music of life. God calls can be fresh and clear like a hip-hop beat. It can be worn and ambiguous like a spiritual or folk song. God's call can be raw like spoken word poetry. It can be refined like opera. The music of life calls us to respond, all of us. Instruments animate notes on paper. Percussion calls us to respond with claps, stops, and snaps. Melodies lead us on a journey. Harmonies cause us to pause in awe. Whole or broken, our lives bring life to the written words as they are realized through song. Relationship calls us as God calls our names. God's call can lead us to new possibilities, like the first day of school. It can lead you back to the path you left, like reconciliation with an estranged family member. God's call can lead you to a road less traveled, like finding new friends after a big move. It can lead you to the beaten path, like marrying your high school sweetheart, or living the struggle to continue to hear the call when one's body fails again and again. God's call can be a still voice, like a mother comforting embrace. It can be a loud thunder, like a warning or an encouragement from a passionate friend or spouse or parent. God's call can reveal itself like clay, to be molded in the joy of celebration, like graduation. It can be molded through tears of mourning and grief, like those lost on the journey. God's call can be molded in the challenges of quizzes, tests, and exams. It can be molded in the challenges of not knowing. God's call can be shaped through community and families and chapels. It can be expanded through the love of communities and friends. God calls us through instruments and vocals. God calls us as His clay, His creation. God calls us into relationship through experiences. God calls us young and old. God calls us broken and redeemed. God calls us in spite of ourselves. God calls us all, because all of us are that clay in the potter's hands. God's still at work. May you know that and live. All right. Good day.